Want to know what it really takes to build a thriving, profitable business from the ground up? Hey, I'm your host, Cody Burch, and this is the Cody Builds a Business podcast, your unfiltered front row seat to watching me build a seven-figure online business from scratch or die trying. Let's get started. Hey, what's up? Cody Burch here with a quick tip episode, and it is about how I process big decisions and scary things in my life. And here is the very simple framework that I want you to know and to think every and repeat every time you know something is right and you know you need to do something in your business or your personal life. And that is this: commit first and then figure it out later. Now, we talked about this last Friday on the episode about sending personal, expecting a response type emails. That's the insane strategy I used to get 1,000% increase in my email response rate. So go back and check that out if you missed it, episode 132. But it's the same thing when it comes to doing anything in your business or life or relationship. So this really will work with anything, which is why it's so powerful. This year, I had to make a decision. Well, last year, so big decision 2018 was to go to this big expensive mastermind. I never invested so much in my business before, but it's an invitation only. It's an application only. There's a super long waiting list. It's really hard to get into. And I had applied to go and had thought it might work out. And then I got the invite that I was in and I had to pay for it. And there was a huge savings if you paid in full. And it was five figures. So it was over $9,999. I'll put it that way. It was expensive. The most expensive thing I'd invested up to that point. And, if you did the payment plan, it was like 30% more, something like that, which is like, that makes no sense. I just need to pay for it. But I knew that by going to that event, I would meet interesting people. I would rub elbows with really great entrepreneurs and people that were way ahead of me that could mentor me and coach me and lead me along the way. And I knew I had to go. So I was committed, is my point. I didn't know how I was going to pay for it. I wasn't exactly sure. And my wife, as you know, if you listen to the episode for any amount of time, she's super supportive. And she was like, well, you have to go. Like, you just got to figure it out. You know, you got to go. So I went, I put the amount on a credit card, and I had to pay in like March, and the event was in September, October. So there's no ROI on that, right? It's just like 7 months of waiting around for this event, 6 months of waiting around. And while I'm there, I don't want to be desperate. Like, I got to make my ROI. I know people that have gone to this specific event and gotten booted out of that because nobody wants to be around that guy. So what I committed to do was just be really present and helpful and kind and serving and just assume that it would work out. But I was committed, is my point. I didn't know how I'd make my money back. And now, you know, within like 2 or 3 months of investing that amount of money in that mastermind through people that privately hired me because just being at the event was helpful, I did make ROI. And that'll last forever and ever and ever. But in the first 3 months, I made my money back, if that makes sense. So I didn't know that though. I wasn't like, well, here's the plan. It costs this amount of dollars. And on month one, you're going to make this amount back. And month two, blah, blah, blah. Here's the exact formula for how to go. I didn't know. And you don't know sometimes. It's almost like when you drive at night and it's hazy, you can just see out about as far as the headlights and that's it. But you know you're headed to your destination, but you don't exactly know what's coming up. You don't know what the turns are going to be in the road. It's impossible to tell, but you're committed to at least heading that way. Does that make sense? The second big decision for me in business, I had to hire a coach. I had to hire a coach for 2019 to help me meet all my crazy goals I set for myself. And we were talking about what it would look like to work together and what that partnership would look like. And I don't want to go into details to respect the privacy of that coaching relationship, but it was something that I had to figure out. And here's what I knew. Like, once I saw the proposal, I knew that I was in. And even though similarly, it was an uncomfortable and financial investment, it was like, oh, that's no problem. That's $5. I've got $5. So it was something that would be something we'd have to get figured out in our business, but I was committed. And I didn't know how it would work out. And I'm month three in or something like that. I still don't know how it's going to work out. I don't have all the details, but I know that when I commit my mind and my intention towards something and towards a goal that I have in my life, and then the details will kind of sort themselves out later. It's not worth trying to guess what's going to happen down the road. It's not worth trying to guess what their response might be. And I'm saying this to myself to remind me that I do this all the time. Like, I'm going to do this thing, but I'm afraid if I do this thing, these people might think this, or they might say this, or, you know, my reputation might be affected positively or negatively because of this thing. And I remember a friend of mine was like, is that really happening? Or you're just worried about that? And I was like, yeah, you're right. I'm just worried about that. I'm worried that that might happen to me, which is just a silly thing to do and to think and to feel. So that's my advice to you. When you know something is the right thing, it might be, I've got to rekindle this relationship with my children and I've got to go have lunch with them every day at school. And you're like, well, how are you going to do that? Don't you have a job? Don't you have stuff to figure out? Where are you going to park? What if it's cold? What if they're on a field trip? I don't know. I don't know the details. I'll figure that out later, but I'm committed to my children. Or if you say, I've got to get date nights going with my spouse or my loved ones again. How are you going to do that? How are you going to pay for it? Where are you going to go? Where are you going to stay? Who's going to watch the kids? I don't know. I'm not sure. But I'm committed to getting that figured out. This is important to me. I'll figure out the details later. I'll let it sort itself out later, but I'm committed to this decision. So maybe you're like me and you're thinking of doing something. Like, I've got this event coming up in June that I'm super excited about. And even if I try to say, because it seems appropriate, I want to be like, well, I'm kind of nervous. I'm actually not. I know it's going to go great. I know it's going to sell out. I know I'm going to have a great time. I know I'm going to do an event after this one. This isn't like, well, I hope this goes well or I may never do it again. It's irrelevant. I don't know how it's going to go. I just know that it's going to go well. That doesn't make sense. I don't know exactly the steps that it's going to happen. Step one, step two, step three, step four. All I know is I'm doing an event and it's going to be amazing. And I can't stop smiling when I think about it. I'm so committed to doing it. The details will take care of themselves. I don't know how we're going to fill it. I don't know what we're doing for lunch on day two. I don't know who's doing the testimony video. Does that make sense? I don't have all the details. I don't know. I'll figure it out later. It doesn't matter. I'm so committed to doing it. So anyways, maybe you're thinking of something that you're nervous about and you know in your heart you've got to do something different. I'm imploring you to commit to doing it. And the details are irrelevant. That'll show up later. And if you want to come to my event in June in Denver, it would be my honor, my delight to host you. And the website is onehourfunnellive.com, www.onehourfunnellive.com. And I'd love to have you. It'd be really great. Commit to coming to Denver. And maybe you're thinking like, where am I going to stay? Where am I going to fly? What do they have for breakfast? Is the coffee any good there? Will I get altitude sickness? I don't know. I don't know. Commit to coming to the event and then the rest, it'll all get figured out. If you get altitude sickness, I will give you some Tylenol and a ton of water and a little oxygen tank and you'll be on your merry way. Okay, that's my thoughts for the day. I'll see you on the next episode.